Mideast Talks Grind Gears. This is 29th of July 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. The brief version. Condi Rice arrives with her Uncle Ben in Israel to help flare up tensions during an instant rice dinner. Hezbollah chief says Israel failing to beat guerrillas in the midst of Zaire. Israel rejects a 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire because Jews are not in vain. Hezbollah agrees to stop using current weapons and wait for more powerful weapons to arrive from Iran. Construction of properties nobody can afford has resumed in the Paris of the Middle East. Presumably that's Beirut. George Clooney was seen in Beirut trying to figure out the plot details of the movie Syriana. Some other stuff is going on in the world, but who cares about Iraq anymore anyways? The longer version. Conversation about the heat wave in the West and Midwest USA resumed in Israel today. The Hezbollah chief, Hassan Nasrallah, was more concerned with heat advisories in Iowa, than the people in Lebanon being bombed into oblivion. Condi also brought up the heat wave coming was moving east, and it was likely to hit 100 degrees Fahrenheit in D.C. early this coming week. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert suggested that the relief efforts for displaced Lebanese people be diverted to the USA to help people sweltering in the heat, especially those who are too stupid, poor, cheap, and stupid, and elderly to buy an air conditioner for their vermin-infested ghetto apartment. Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sinioria, something like that, also known as Frank Sinatra, dropped a bombshell when he announced a track for magnetically levitated train will be built between Beirut and Tehran-Ihran. The train will bring war supplies at least 250 miles per hour from Iran, so various Muslim extremist organizations can fight Israel from Lebanon or nearby locations for many years to come. Recent high approval for the Hezbollah in Lebanon is making this train possible. The train track will go from Beirut through Syria, the land of Muslim retards, also through Baghdad. Iran, primary financier of the rail system, is convinced that the U.S. Marines will have no cares to destroy the track because they are too busy torturing and killing Iraqis in secret with the approval of Donald Rumsfeld. The U.S. Air Force will not likely notice the track being built, because of the fun they're having blowing up civilian structures, especially with night vision. Finally, military commanders are too busy playing hide the sausage with George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld to deal with the maglev train track crisis. In other news, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has left for the USA to join George Bush in Lubbock, Texas. The trip is for, quote, personal business, unquote. Coincidentally, Laura Bush is on the road throughout the USA being too nice to people. Speculation on the activities at the ranch will likely exceed speculations about the activities at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch. Stay tuned for further updates. This has been a Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for listening.